From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a budget airliner has crashed in southern Russia, killing all on board. The Boeing 737-800 operated by Fly Dubai Airlines was trying to land in bad weather in Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. An official with the Russia Emergencies Ministry said 55 passengers and six crew died when the plane crashed and broke into pieces about 250 meters from the end of the runway. Local officials said at the time of the crash there were winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour and rain in Rostov. Russian officials say the plane had to abort its first landing attempt, making a series of loops before attempting a second landing. The most wanted man in Europe, Salah Abdeslam, has been captured in a police raid in Brussels, Belgium. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports he was wanted in connection with the November 13 terrorist attacks in the French capital.
A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office gave the details of Salah Abdeslam's arrest during a police raid Friday afternoon in the Brussels neighborhood of Molenbeek.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police.
The spokesman said another man, identified as Monir Ahmed Alaj with the alias of Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. Three other people were arrested during Friday's raid. The arrests bring to an end a four-month manhunt for Abdeslam, whom authorities counted among the jihadists who plotted and carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on these stories, including the latest on the Russian air crash, visit our website. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants headed to Europe. Under the agreement, all migrants who illegally enter Greece from Syria and elsewhere, including those already in Turkey, will be sent back to Turkey after they are registered and their claims for asylum in Europe are considered. In exchange, thousands of refugees who fled to Turkey and legally sought asylum will be resettled equally across the 28 EU members. The deal takes effect Sunday. More than 1.2 million migrants have landed primarily on Greek and Italian shores since January of 2015. About 4,000 have drowned while trying to cross the Aegean Sea between Turkey and Greece. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of two medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches it called unacceptable. Ambassador Ismael Abrao Gaspar Martins from Angola is the Security Council president.
And the Council is definitely working seriously on the adoption of resolution which was adopted on the 2nd of March on DPRK for a full compliance by the members of the Council of the sanctions regime which has been adopted.
The statement was adopted during a closed-door meeting called by the United States and was backed by China, North Korea's ally. North Korea test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions prohibiting the country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief Zaid Raad Al-Hussein says Burundi is on the brink of what he called a sudden escalation of violence to massive proportions. Zaid told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term.
The Soyuz spacecraft and its final approach.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station with a three-man crew, including an astronaut about to break an American record. By the end of his six-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.